Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present, on history.org. This is Behind the Scenes.
Hi there, podcast listeners. I'm Harmony Hunter. We're bringing you an archive edition of the podcast this week. We'll join you again in the new year.
America's Christmas traditions grew from a convergence of cultures as generations of immigrants brought old customs ashore. Kelly Kennedy, who is a tavern entertainer and musician at Colonial Williamsburg, joins me today to talk about Ireland's contributions to the season's celebration. The Irish are known as a musical people. Do you find that true? I suppose you would, or you wouldn't do it.
Coming from a family of six children and eight and nine aunts and uncles, and every sort of Sunday was a singing party, yes, I would say, from my experience.
So what did the Irish bring when it was time for the Irish to bring something? I know the Germans brought the Christmas tree.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not sure. I think some of the traditions that are in Ireland are, they're an amalgamation of things that were in England as well. Mm-hmm. There is a tradition that they still do in the west of Ireland, too, which is that you leave something that, and we kind of turned this into a Santa Claus thing. In Ireland, you would leave something for the Christ child to eat when he came on Christmas Eve that night. Mm-hmm. So you would leave a jug of milk, maybe a loaf of bread. Now, we have the tradition here of leaving out cookies and milk for Santa. I don't know that the two are intertwined, but it's interesting to consider that kind of connection there.
On the other hand, why not?
I know why not.
I mean, you're leaving something to eat for whoever's bringing something to you.
And it is, I think, in Ireland, certainly it was a religious holiday, so the consideration of the birth of Christ at that time was huge. So all the traditions that sprang out of that and the songs, you know, come from the Christian tradition of you know, the Christmas season, as it were. Santa Claus appeared in Ireland much later, as he appeared here much later as well.
Oh, yeah. There was. I've been talking to some people here who have studied Christmas in the 18th century, and you wouldn't recognize it.
Oh, certainly not.
Or compared to Christmas today.
No. They were lucky if they even acknowledged the day, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a big church holiday, which I suspect it was in Ireland as well. Everybody
but music, I think. It's certainly music came from everywhere to this country, but music is a huge part of people's life earlier on than it is now, I think. Certainly singing was an everyday part of life. Not everybody played an instrument, but everybody had a voice. So were encouraged. Well, everybody's got a voice. Whether or not you can carry a tune is another question.
That's a separate idea.
But singing was a huge thing in my family growing up, and I know it was big in my ancestors' families as well. And it was a common occurrence to sit around the kitchen table and sing of an evening for entertainment. And if somebody played an instrument, all the better. But just singing was something that was a part of your lifeblood.
Okay, I'm remembering something that was told earlier about music in the 18th century at holiday time. Oh, no such thing in 18th century as Christmas carols.
No.
You sang hymns.
Well, certainly, particularly early in the 18th century, the end of the 17th century, in church you were singing, you were lining out the psalms. Some of the hymns were considered too secular to sing in church, but they were appropriate to sing at home or sing in the taverns. Mm-hmm. So hymn singing. In Ireland, and actually I have a couple what would be called 18th century hymns that are still sung today in the same places where they evolved in Ireland, and they're sung every Christmas Eve. They're just traditional songs that are about the Christmas season and that they've been, you know, continuous since the 18th century. Mm-hmm. And they're sung here in this country as well.
This is a very old carol from Wexford County from the 18th century, and it's still traditionally sung on Christmas Eve in Ireland.
The darkest midnight in December, no snow nor hail nor winter storm shall hinder us far to remember the night that on this babe was born with shepherds. this lovely infant's glorious charms, born of a maid, as prophet said, the God of love in Mary's arms. No costly gifts can we present him, no gold nor myrrh nor odor sweet, but if with hearts we can present him, we humbly lay them at his feet. Then let us praise that we may our church and clergymen defend. God grant us peace in all our days. A Merry Christmas and a happy end.
I wonder when carols got to be more popular than hymns. Do you have any idea?
Well, the term carol doesn't necessarily refer to Christmas. In other words, carols were songs that grew out of the scriptures, but weren't necessarily from the Bible or from spoken, or from written liturgical word. So there were lots of carols about all the other, you know, there was Michaelmas and all the other older saints' days that we don't celebrate in this country, per se. And then there were Christmas carols, the same kinds of, if you want, they were sort of ecumenical takes on scripture.
Oh,
musical
awesome.
Ecumenical takes on scripture.
I like that description. We're going to keep working on it now, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
We'll get it down to where it's absolutely perfect. I suppose that's true.
But that doesn't—that's the sort of the churchy side that doesn't address the very lively tradition of dance and house, you know, instrumental music combined with singing that came out of Ireland, and it all grew out of this tradition of playing music in your home. So people had parties and dances and music in their houses. In fact, some of the set dances people are doing today in Ireland are called house sets because they originated in the houses. Mm-hmm. You know, when it got too big, you'd go out into the crossroads and dance. But I think we've become kind of insulated in terms of our entertainment. We don't make it for ourselves so much anymore. We rely on our iPod or our TV or our computer or whatever. So if you go back to a slightly older way of life, it makes sense that, and it's singing is a self-conscious event, too. I think nowadays people are self-conscious about singing. And still in Ireland, I think they're not. It's more a way of life.
This is an English carol, but this is the version they sing in Ireland, which has Scots-Irish overtones. It's a very sprightly version of the Holly and the Ivy.
Oh, the holly and the ivy, when they were both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly tree bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. Oh, the holly tree bears a blossom as white as any milk, and merry boys, sweet Jesus Christ, all wrapped up in silk. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, all singing in the choir. Oh, the holly tree bears a berry as red as any blood, and merry boys, sweet Jesus Christ, who do all sinners good. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. Oh, the holly tree bears a bark as bitter as any gall, and merry boys, sweet Jesus Christ, for to redeem us all. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Check history.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.